welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune, and before Trevor and I start to mix things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales.
Well, we'll bounce back to last week real quick. You guys had started fast in the previous two home games, but you didn't have the fastest start last week. So just what was your biggest takeaway from last week's game?
Last week we were a little bit anxious. We felt like we could play with the football team that we were competing against, and I think we pressed a little bit too much and just didn't come out the way we intended.
So do you think that has anything to do with all the surroundings of homecoming or anything like that, or is it just a flat day kind of?
No, I just think that, you know, I didn't get our young men ready to play to the best of their ability. Homecoming is a great time, a great you know, the pageantry's great, the festivities are good, but for the most part, we had them locked in. We just didn't, you know, start the game the way we wanted to.
So moving into this week, just how's the week of prep been headed into Missouri Southern this weekend?
Well, we've had two really good days of practice. We're going to polish up today and tomorrow. Go get on the bus and go to Joplin.
So Missouri Southern, they have in their second year their head coach. He's kind of turned that program around in a hurry. So just what's some stuff you've learned from him just watching him from afar?
Well, I think, recruiting is big. He does a really good job recruiting. He recruits the state well. I think that when you're talking about turning the program around and you want to kind of model yourself after someone, he's the one that you need to look at as far as getting the program going in the right direction, because he's got really good players. He's got good coaches. He's got a good group of young men, and they're winning ball games now.
So, yeah, it seems like a team that's not going to beat themselves. So just what's the biggest key for you guys to go down there and make this a game?
Well, offensively, we've got to execute, and we can't turn it over. I think that if we can make fewer mistakes than Missouri Southern, then we'll have a chance to win the ball game.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales, and not much to say about last week, but we're still going to talk about it anyway. Lost 45-3 on homecoming to Central Oklahoma. Go.
That was pretty dominating from Central Oklahoma from start to finish. The other two home games Lincoln had this year, they started fast. They scored on their first possession in both of those games on a big play, and that just didn't happen early in the game last week. They ended up with a field goal on their second or third drive, and then they really didn't sniff scoring for a while in that game. I don't know if they made it into the red zone another time the rest of the game. So, yeah, like you mentioned, they got outgained 549-183, so obviously not ideal.
Right.
There just wasn't too many positive takeaways from last week.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's plenty of times where, you know, the numbers can lie, but the numbers usually are pretty good indicators. And I think, you know, anytime you give up 32 first downs to a team, it's not so much that Lincoln only had 10. It's the fact that you give up 32 first downs in a game is just, that's just way too many. And that's that just means you're allowing the other team to just completely dictate play, which is what they did. I mean, that's, you know, it's just, it is what kind of we thought it might be, one of those games that, okay, well, maybe it'll be a little more competitive than some teams, but then Central Oklahoma was coming and rolling. They kept it rolling, and they just made it a long day on homecoming. So what do you say after that one if you're Coach Gales? You just go, forget about it, guys. We can't do anything more about it, so just forget about it.
Yeah, and like something we talk about every time, it's like, how excited are you for this week? And this week it's, well, we're really excited because it's the next one.
Right.
And it's that opportunity to look at something ahead rather than sit there and dwell on a game that obviously didn't go the way you wanted it to. In that game, Central Oklahoma ran their pro-style offense, and they basically did whatever they wanted to. They ran the football a lot, and then once Lincoln started sneaking guys up into the box, they hit them with play-action passes for big, big gains. And it was super effective, and they were able to get their second and third string guys in pretty early. So, yeah, that's just one you have to forget. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
So now you go on the road. Blue Tigers are 0-5 now. You go to Missouri Southern, who's 3-2. And, you know, again, everybody, I think, is going to come into Lincoln games for the rest of the year as a heavy favorite. But what is it in this game that maybe makes Missouri Southern the heavy favorite going into this one?
I think it's a really confident bunch. Like, they're in the second year of their head coach, and he's done a really good job of turning that program around in a hurry. And from afar, it looks like that team believes a lot in what they are capable of doing. They like to run the football like Central Oklahoma does. I'm not sure if they run quite the pro-style attack that Central Oklahoma did, but their D-line is really, really good. So, they're just going to try and win this game in the trenches, and I think they have the advantage, and I think they're going to lean on that heavily.
So it's one of those things where you look at it and go, okay, if everything else is kind of racking up against you and, you know, you're heading in the wrong direction, you're playing a team that's you know, still kind of fighting to figure out what a season might be at 3-2, it's the kind of time where you don't need anything else to be not going your way, but it sounds like the injury battle is not going the way of the Blue Tigers right now. So how are things shaping up on that front at this point?
Yeah, I mean, to start the season, losing your starting quarterback, that never helps. And then it's just kind of piled on and up until this point. And I just got done talking with Gales not too long ago. And yeah, he said that the amount of injured players is up to about 20.
Okay.
Including starting left tackle, multiple injuries on the offensive line, multiple injuries on the defensive line, secondary. So it's not like it's all happening in one spot. It's scattered throughout. So injuries have just been bad news for Lincoln. And, I mean, this is where that depth that we were talking about at the beginning of the season really does come in handy, though.
Sure.
Even with all the injuries, they still have 95 or 100 kids. So, I mean, that's a big positive. They have the 62 kids they had last year. They might not even be able to play at this point.
This could have been disastrous at this point if this had been where they were at last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess if you're trying to find some bright spots in this thing, that's the bright spot. But at that same token, it is also kind of where you go, okay, at a certain point, if you do, yeah, it's not too bad that it's not all at one spot or it's not all at one position. But it also is, it just means that with it being scattered, there's going to be more deficiencies in more areas. So it's just like, you know, if the offensive line is just a little bit less than what it should be, and the defensive line is a little bit less than what it should be, and quarterback is a little bit less than what it should be, that's not great either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, while it's nice to not have it all in one place, it's not also great to have a ton of them scattered, which is what they've got too.
And I think the next step, like the first step this year, is they basically doubled the roster size. But the problem they're seeing right now is the rest of the MIAAs drop off from the ones to the twos to the threes is a lot less significant than what Lincoln's is probably at this point. Because they did get the bodies in. It's just not necessarily getting the extremely talented depth that a lot of the rest of the conference has.
Right.
So, yeah, injuries are still going to plague a team like Lincoln, because once you get down deeper in that depth chart, you don't have the most able bodies like other teams might. So,
sure.
And I mean, it has to be the next man up mentality. That's what they're saying. But he also mentioned it just kind of sucks not having the guys that you want to be playing.
Sure.
Playing.
So I guess with all these things going against you at this point, then what do Coach Gales have to say about how do you keep yourself in this one as long as possible on Saturday?
And he boiled it down to making less mistakes than what Missouri Southern does. And I kind of phrased the question because they seem like a team that doesn't beat themselves. They seem very fundamentally sound. They don't turn the ball over much. They don't force a ton of turnovers, but they're great in the sacks and tackle for loss department. So they're going to do a lot of things to disrupt your offense, but you just have to make sure to force a few mistakes from them that's going to kind of offset maybe the deficiencies that you'll see from the offensive side of the ball in this one. So they're going to have to run the football and control some clock, which hasn't been a strength of this team so far this year. So that's going to have to go well, and they're going to have to take care of the football and maybe take it away a few times.
Well, and that's kind of the one thing that you always kind of hope as a football team, that sometimes you can shorten games where maybe you're coming as an underdog. One of the easiest ways to do that is to be able to make the game kind of burn some clock by running the ball. That has been a problem all year long. In fact, I think, you know, we're talking maybe off air about it, but that, you know, averaging less than a yard per carry again last week after having done that one at least one other occasion so far this year, that's not great. So if you can't shorten a game that way, then you know how do you manage to shorten a game, or do you just try to keep running it and hope that you have better results than what you've had so far?
Yeah, so that's now 3 out of 5 games where they've averaged less than 1 yard per carry, okay. Which is less than ideal to say the least. And they're not going to sway away from it. That's something he's talked about time and time again. Is yeah, it might not work this time, but it might work the next time.
I like his optimism.
So yeah. And you almost have to do some trickery and just change the looks of what you're seeing. Because, yeah, if you're running inside zones out of the shotgun time and time again, and you change it to a read option every now and then, it's not changing the look much. The defense knows what's coming. And if your offensive line just isn't brutalizing at the point of attack, it's not going to work consistently. But that's in the game plan again this week. They want to run the football because they don't see much of an advantage in the passing game with the Missouri Southern secondary and coupled with the pass rush that they have. So they're going to try it, and they're going to keep trying it, and let's hope it works at some point.
All right, I guess I'll just ask you plainly then. Do you think it works today in Joplin?
I don't. I think they might stay in this one for a little bit because it does seem like that their confidence level is staying at a good level throughout this season. But I think this Missouri Southern team is headed very quickly in the right direction, and it's going to take a minute for Lincoln to get there. So we'll go Missouri Southern 45, Lincoln 10.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter @TREVHAHN3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.